Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know when you're sniffly and you can't breathe through your nose, so you breathe just through your mouth? The show's like that. It's like breathing through your mouth and then tasting the world on your tongue and then closing your mouth and then swallowing the goodness of the world and then not choking and then being at one with the universe.
Adrift with Jeff Lloyd and Annabelle Port.
And we're back. Hello.
Hello.
My big fear is The handful of people who listened to the podcast for all those years have had a few months without us, and one of two things might have happened. The first thing is they might just have thought, why did I spend all those years listening to that?
Yeah.
The second thing, and this is even more worrying, they might have missed us, but in their minds built up how good it was and thought it was better than it is.
Oh, no.
And then they're going to be listening to this and thinking, oh, I waited, what, three and a half months for this?
And then they'll think, why did I even listen to that? Yeah.
Those emperors, that empress and that emperor. Maybe they weren't wearing clothes after all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is just a preview episode. And we'll attempt to explain what the podcast is shortly. One of the big differences between doing a podcast, which we're recording here in the loft of my house, and doing a radio show for all those years on a big national radio station, is music.
Mm.
So one of the big advantages of being on a national radio station is you get to use whatever music you want, not just the records you play, but the music in the background, because they have all kinds of systems and licenses in place to pay royalties to the artists and composers of those bits of music. Now, of course, one of the disadvantages of being on a big national radio station for all those years is over a long period of time, it can slowly suck your soul away. So that's one of the disadvantages, but one of the advantages is that you can you can play commercial music, which we can't do on this podcast.
No.
So I thought, how do we get around this? And I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I definitely did grade two on piano, but I think I did grade three.
Oh.
Yeah. So in the time we've been off, I bought a little synthesizer. And I made some bits of music. I'll just play you some little bits of them now. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Annabelle and I did a Facebook Live to promote the podcast, say it would be coming soon. And with Facebook Live, you have to wait for people to start watching it. You go live and then the numbers build up and then it makes sense, starts talking. So I thought, while we're waiting to go live, I could just play those bits of music. I won't say what they are, but I'll just have them playing. Mm. Got a few comments on them.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
What is this awful music?
No, dear.
This music is horrible. Stop this music. It's making me want to rip my ears off.
Oh, grade three as well.
Yeah, I know.
All your hard work.
I know.
Rip your ears off.
Yeah. I mean, I've been up here in this loft with my synthesizer, you know, to the detriment of family life for a lot of the time that has elapsed since we were on the radio.
Right.
And that's the response it's had.
That's just a few people, though. I mean, that's probably all the listeners, but still.
Yeah, you say that's just a few. Well, there's that. But it's just a few people. But that is all the feedback we've had on those bits of music.
There was no positive
feedback on the bits of music. I do have some news, though. And, you know, I'm going to stick with those bits of music.
Good. I like
but
them.
But I have some news.
Okay.
So the band Man and the Echo, who we featured a lot on the old radio show and who actually came and performed in Annabelle's front room, they have kindly said to me that they will send me some bits of music, some instrumental bits of music for us to use in the background.
Really?
So if you are alarmed by my composition, my art, my creations, then fear not, some professional musicians have offered to step in and help.
For contrast.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping when I saw an email from them, they were saying, heard your bits of music, Jeff, want to join the band?
Adrift.
Under Your Control.
With Jeff, Lloyd and Annabelle Port.
So one of the things I thought would be interesting in this preview to do is talk about the things we've been doing since we finished the radio show. So if you were a listener to the radio show, you'll know that when I announced that we were finishing, one of the reasons I gave was I'd been schlepping into the same place 5 days a week for 18 years, 15 years in Annabelle's case. And the idea I had was instead of doing that, I'd like to do a few different things. I'd like to have different projects going, not just put all my energy into one thing, but do a few different things. And I thought we could start by talking about some of the things we've been doing since we finished on the radio back in April. So do you want to go first?
Well, one of my big projects is that I've sorted out my recycling system at home in that I've gone from 3 bins down to 2 bins.
Why?
Because the 3 bins is too much for any kitchen, let alone my small kitchen. So I got rid of the bin that was for the bottles. And now I just use the recycling bin outside. So I just take them directly out.
Okay. My first question is, how often is that genuinely happening?
You don't want to see the state of my draining board is the answer to that. It's not enough is the full answer. But the best bit is, so because my recycling bin didn't have a lid before, it just, when I moved into the house, I just came with it and it was lidless, just didn't have one.
It'd was gone, that a design flaw?
No, it'd gone missing over the years.
How does that happen?
Oh, I don't know. So I order one off the council over the internet for free. And when it arrived, I mean, the only way I can describe it is as a shower cap for my recycling bin, because you're imagining a hard lid, aren't you?
Yes.
No, it's like a soft sort of anoraki thing with elasticated sides that goes on the head of the recycling bin like a shower cap. And it was really raining this week, so it really got to look like it was having a shower in the rain.
What can I tell you? I've been trying to improve my relationship with the man at the corner shop.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's not a particularly bad relationship, but what it is stilted. I'll go in there and I'll say, how are you? And he'll say, fine. And it's all very monosyllabic. And I just wanted to build a bridge between the two of us, which isn't really about wanting to build a bridge. What it is I'm a very needy person and I want to be liked by everybody I encounter. So I'm thinking, how can I make this man like me? How can I make him like me? And I thought, what if I tried to show an interest in his interests? Mm-mm. Now, I don't know about his interests because on the face of it, on the surface, it just appears to be running the shop. And just to give you some context, I'd gone over there to buy a Magnum.
Right.
I was home alone, apart from the baby who was asleep.
Okay.
And I got a baby monitor, which is in range of the corner shop.
Okay, so you can pop out.
To be absolutely honest, I would have rather gone to the shop 5 minutes away and bought a Dime Bar ice cream. But the baby monitor doesn't stretch that far. And also, if anything were to happen, it would take me 5 minutes to get back rather than the 20 seconds it'd take me to get back from the shop. So anyway, I'm in there the other day. And he's got the radio on, and I don't recognise the language they're speaking. And I think, I'm going to engage with him. I'm going to show an interest in something he's interested in. So I say, oh, what language is that? Is it Hindi? He said, no, it's Tamil. I said, oh, what's that? He says, oh, the Tamil language. It's the oldest language in the world. I said, isn't that interesting? Ooh. And then he starts telling me at great length about the Tamil language, some of which sounds like it's based in fact.
Right.
Some of which less so. He's telling me that, you know, fairly much every language in the world originates from Tamil, and they found evidence of early civilizations speaking it in Australia and Japan. And anyway, so he's going on and on and on. I go, oh, that's very interesting. I'll look that up when I get home. He then says, oh, I'll tell you what else you should look up when you get home.
Oh, no.
And he starts telling me about how the Tamil, there's a vast underground continent connecting the ancient Tamil lands with India and all that. I mean, he was listing countries, European countries, American countries, basically saying that Tamil has got a claim to the rest of the world.
Right, okay.
And I just really want to get out of there at this point. But I'm worried that if I seem uninterested in what is clearly his great passion in life, it is going to damage an already fragile and stilted relationship. So what I try to do is just glance down every now and again at the baby monitor.
Was it one of the few times where you just prayed that your baby would really cry?
Yes. Yeah.
Please come on, you're crying now.
Yeah, I wish the baby monitor thing had
a button
on it that gave him a very small electric shock. He then gets a pen and paper and says, I'm going to write down a website for you. You can go home and you can read up on it. He wants me to go away and read about a non-existent sunken continent. And he says we can talk some more about it the next time you come in.
Oh, no. So that means you've actually got to look at the website.
Yes.
Have you?
Well, I looked it up very quickly and, you know, it looks spurious at best.
Yeah, I suspected as much. Yeah.
But this puts me in an awkward position.
Mm-mm.
So this is the closest shop to my house. As we've established, the next nearest one's 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
I can't go in there anymore.
This is terrible.
Because every time I go in, he wants to talk about underwater continents and lost languages.
Which you'll have to agree with. Can you keep him on side?
Yes.
Because the only reason you're doing this is because of that, because you want him to like you.
And what if he then wants me to go on a march with him?
You might want you to go on a pilgrimage. Oh, my God. You just need to not go to shop
anymore. Scuba diving to find the lost continent.
Or risk social services being involved. Go to the other shop. I don't know.
What else have you been up to?
So this is probably my biggest news. Mm-hmm. So in my flat, I don't really think that I've just spent the last 3 minutes in my flat. Well, I have. So I'll be honest about it. I haven't really left my house. So in my house, I've got 3 bedrooms. And I know that sounds a bit like I'm showing off, but I would like to point out that I live in zone 4 and at least an hour away from any of my friends to be able to afford 3 bedrooms. Anyway, so one of the third bedrooms is very small, but it's also got built-in wardrobes along 2 of the walls. Now, ever since I've lived there, which has been 6 years now, they've been this very oppressive dark wood colour that makes the room feel very small. And I thought, and it's probably not real wood, it's probably some kind of laminate anyway. I thought, I'm going to paint these white. This is going to be my project. I'm going to paint these white and the room will just suddenly become much bigger. Oh, I've lost the will to live. I'm on the 5th coat. It's still, the wood is still showing through. It's, I feel like, you know, when Adrian Mole was painting over his wallpaper and it was noddy wallpaper and the bells kept showing through.
You kept having to go over it with a black felt tip.
Exactly. This is exactly what I'm going through at the moment. So it's a very long ongoing project.
Have you tried a coat of Tippex?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There are some things that move down the stream. Some of them are called Jeff Lloyd and Annabelle Port. It's coming past you, and on the sail is written GLAP, which stands for GLAP.
Jeff Lloyd and Annabelle Port.
The organization.
Adrift.
So one of the questions you may be asking is, what is this podcast going to be? And the answer is, we don't know. And I could pretend that this is because we want it to be organic and evolve and see where it goes and we all go on this journey together. But the reason is that we find it impossible to do anything until right up to the last minute when we've got a looming deadline, which will be the first episode, which will be in a week's time. But the overriding sense of it, I thought, how can I give you the overriding sense of this podcast? So it's called Adrift. Now, to some extent, I just needed to think of a title 4 months ago, and that's the one we came up with. And it's sort of based around the fact that we will be adrift from the radio for the first time in all these years. Mm. But also, it's about that feeling of being adrift in life, sort of bobbing around, not quite knowing where you are or what you're doing. You put it well, sort of like pretending to know what you're doing.
Yes, I feel like I'm doing that a lot, yeah.
And an example that I always think of is, I am terrible at tying my shoelaces. I've even watched that TED talk on how to do it. I'm still bad at it. And, you know, I'll often look down at my feet and the knot will have shaken loose and the laces will be untied. Other times I will look down at the knot that I've tied and it is such a mess. It looks like a headphone cord after your headphones have been in your pocket for 6 months.
Right, yeah.
And I don't understand how tying laces is so easy for 99.99999% of the population, and yet I can get it so wrong. And I can only assume that I was missing the day that people learned to tie their shoelaces. Maybe I had a dicky tummy or tonsillitis or something, and everybody else was in school that day,
right,
and they were taught how to do it, and I never did. And that's how I go through life. And if that story seems like a metaphor for your life or any aspect of your life, then this podcast is for you. And I would really like it, we would really like it, if you joined in, because we want to build this thing from the ground up with you. We value your contributions, stories, thoughts, anecdotes, suggestions, and so on. And as we get going, we'll throw out some topics and things. But for now, just a sense of, and I'll give you the email address in a second, but a sense of the sort of things we'll be after. An old favourite of ours is shyness is nice. Mm. So stories about when your shyness has been crippling and you've thought to yourself, oh my God, I can never tell anybody about this. And then you can tell us and we'll tell everybody else. And people think, oh, I'm like that too. Mm. You got a good example of that one.
Yeah, there was the lady who was on the bus and she had a pair of really lovely expensive gloves with her, but she dropped one of them by mistake and it fell between the feet of someone else. And she was too shy to say, oh, excuse me, could you pick those up for me? Could I have those back? So she just got off without the other glove, left it behind.
That is heartbreaking.
I know.
And
lovely.
It is lovely. Yeah. And I think at different stages of my life, I would have done that. Mm. And, you know, I'm sure at future stages of my life as well. So any sort of crippling shyness stories that you've got, we'll gladly take those as an ongoing thing. Also, the lengths you've gone to avoid things is always good. Blurting things out / saying the wrong thing is always good. Pretending to know what you're doing, as Annabelle was just saying. A story I've got about this is my friend Lisa. Is a plugger, a music plugger, which means she goes around radio stations with pop stars and bands in the back of her car and she takes them to radio stations to do interviews and to play sessions and to do meet and greets with the fans and all those kinds of things. Anyway, some years ago, she went on maternity leave. In the time between her going on maternity leave and her coming back off maternity leave, the bottled water industry made a great leap forwards. They invented those bottles, and I don't quite know how you'd describe them. They basically make it easy for you to drink out of them without spilling any.
Oh, they've got a teat that you pull up.
Yes. So it's like a plastic teat. And I don't know if this is the orthodox way of doing it, but I always just put my teeth around it and pull it up.
Yeah.
You could also do it with your thumb. Mm. Anyway, so this happened while my friend Lisa was off on maternity leave. So she goes back after however many months, and the band she's ferrying around have got these bottles. And, you know, they're passing them around the car for everybody to drink out of. Pass it to her, and she's got no idea what to do with it. She's never used one. She doesn't know this mechanism. It's the first time she's seen it. And because she's got the pressure of members of a cool band watching her, she doesn't have the time to experiment. So every time the bottle comes to her on this journey, she just puts the thing to her lips and pretends to drink. And I just think that is a lovely story. And that is the quintessential story of pretending to know what you're doing. Mm-mm-mm. So if you've got anything like that, and again, this can be an ongoing thing, and we will throw out topics as the weeks and the episodes go on. But that kind of stuff is what we're after. So shyness is nice. The lengths you've gone to avoid things, blurting things out / saying the wrong thing, pretending to know what you're doing. We have an email address. Mm. Well, I say we have an email address. We don't, as of now, have an email address. I've spent half the morning trying to set it up, but I'm pretty confident by the time that you're hearing this, it will be good to go. So the email address is hello@adriftpodcast.com. That is hello@adriftpodcast.com. Now, we don't have a website at adriftpodcast.com yet, but you can find us on Facebook if you just type in Jeff Lloyd, Annabelle Port on Facebook. You can find us there, and we have been doing during the hiatus the odd Facebook live video, and we'll carry on doing that kind of things and posting things up there and asking you for topics. So you can find us on Facebook. Just type in our names, Jeff Lloyd, Annabelle Port.
Right.
Yeah.
I should go
and
on
we should
there.
Probably get a mailing list going as well.
A mailing list? What do you mean?
You know, so we can send out newslettery things if we want to. I know people think you're going to sell their email addresses on spam, which we're not going to do.
Because we don't know how to.
Hi, do you mind if just signing on this clipboard? It's just $4 a month. You can give money to this charity, and then it will just come straight out of your bank account, and then we can turn into an evil corporation and take over the universe and then kill babies and small children and women.
Jeff Lloyd, Annabelle Port, Adrift.
Another thing I've been thinking about is begging.
Okay.
Now, what I mean by this is, as I say, we're just doing this once a week in my loft, just for the 10 or 15 people who've enjoyed the podcast over the years. We have signed up with a company called Acast, who are a fantastic company. And what they do is they match up some of the top podcasters and podcasts like Adam Buxton and Scroobius Pip and Ian Lee's Rabbit Hole podcast that he does with Kath. And I think My Dad Wrote a Porno and Emily Dean's the one where she goes for a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Have you listened to that?
No, not yet.
Oh, my
there's
God.
There's a few for me to gorge on soon, I believe.
It's
there's,
so good. Yeah. I listened to the Jonathan Ross one yesterday and it was a joy.
Oh.
It was an absolute joy.
Oh, I should listen today.
Anyway, so some real top podcasts are signed with this company called Acast. And what Acast do is they match up podcasters with people who might like to put adverts into podcasts. So we've signed up with them. But the trouble is, I think you need a critical mass of listeners before that starts happening and before you can even make any pocket money out of it. Which I don't know if 10 to 15 listeners is a viable business model.
I wouldn't have thought so. No.
However, I've been reading about this thing called Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, it seems like a very utopian business model for creators to make money in the digital era.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it seems like begging.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how much dignity there is in it.
Mm. If we just don't call it begging, maybe that'll help. Could try that.
So here's how it works. If you enjoy this podcast, you can pledge a little bit of money. I don't know if it will be £1 a month or £5 a month if you're feeling flash, or if you are an oligarch.
Oh, hello. Also, yeah.
Oh my God, I'd love it if an oligarch listened to this podcast and bankrolled it for a huge amount of money. But anyway, so there's this thing called Patreon, and we're considering signing up for it. I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but maybe you can just let us know. And if you would sort of pledge some spare change every month, then it would maybe help me get out of the terrible debt that I've incurred building this little studio in my loft.
Right, yeah.
Or, you know, pay for Annabelle to get a proper lid for her bin.
I like my shower cap.
Using a shower cap. So anyway, that's something. More on that in the future. In the meantime, our email address is hello@adriftpodcast.com. And that is the email address you will need as well for podications.
Oh, lovely.
They will be back.
Good.
And we will stick these right at the end of the podcast, because here's what I'm thinking. It's possible that we'll pick up some new listeners who never heard us on the radio. So we will save the rambly podication bit, which will sound really a lot like this preview episode has sounded.
Right.
Till the end. And then the kind of Johnny-come-lately listeners who want something of at least a mediocre quality, they can listen to the first bit. And then those 10 or 15 people who are the regular podcast listeners, they can get the podications at the end. So we'll need them for the first episode.
Yeah.
So if you would like a podication, you can email us hello@adriftpodcast.com. And I think that's fairly much everything.
Okay.
Before we go, one thing that occurred to me is, what if we don't get any listeners at all? We don't get any new ones and the old ones don't come back. Just to save face, we'll need to do this at least for a few weeks. So we will need some fictional listeners. Can you give me any names?
Oh, okay. Ella Ringkeller.
Ella Ringkeller. Yep.
Genevieve Stinghide.
Yeah.
And Mustin Rosewater.
Mustin Rosewater. Yeah. Great. So those are our three confirmed podcast listeners. Oh, somebody said on Facebook Live that we should call them drifters.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
So if you listen to Adrift and you join in and you're a contributor, then you will become a drifter.
Oh.
Two drifters off to see the world. That's us, Annabelle.
No, I love it.
There's such a lot of world to see. Mm. All right. That was the preview episode. And episode one, which will be so structured and professional compared to this,
yes,
will be along in a week's time.
Adrift. Adrifting. A drifter. Naughty.
Adrift.
Thank you to Kim Rainey for designing the fantastic podcast artwork, to Carla Gowlett for the photography, to Vince Lynch and Simon Wilcox for all the little idents and voiceovers, to Patrick Gunning and Iwana Babu for setting up the studio here in my loft, and finally, thanks to Redbridge Borough Council for Annabelle's new dustbin lid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.